On the show today, we have Breaking Bank's Brett King talking about the recent launch of Movin's Smart Savings Account and how it promotes financial health. So check it out. Hey, last question for you. A kind of a plug for Movin here. One of the things that I found that I was very intrigued by is the Smart Savings Account. I want to ask you this before we go. So I find this extremely helpful for a society that has difficulty in saving money. And I think this is a good remedy for it. So if you want to provide a quick little plug here, sure. And I think it's really cool stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the mission of Movin, our tagline was always spend, save, and live smarter. Mm-hmm. Now, with the app, we had a thesis that the increased awareness through our messaging, notifications, the daily digest, which gives you sort of a daily review of your summary the next day and so forth, would reduce people's spending just through awareness. And that's been shown as effective. For the users of TD Canada's version of Movin, which mm-hmm. we call MySpend, we've seen about 10% of their customer base has had a decrease in their spending of somewhere around 6 to 8% of their monthly spend on month-to-month reduction. Mm-hmm. Now, that's through adoption. We've got about 800,000 users of the app in TD Canada today. So once we are able to elicit that behavioral shift, we're able to get people to change their behavior to reduce spending, which incidentally is the first time ever an app or a PFM tool or something has actually elicited behavioral change. You know, there are tools out there that help people save a little bit more money every day, mm-hmm. but not, there's no one that's been able to demonstrate an ability to stop people spending. Okay. So then the question is, how do we capture that and give you the maximum benefit of that? And that leads to the smart savings proposition. Now, unlike other tools that sort of approach savings in the old budget method. And you know, the old envelope method that we were younger, you know, you put, here's your envelope for groceries, here's your envelope for rent, and here's your envelope for, Christmas presents, and here's the envelope for, for your vacation.
Exactly. With
the
kids. Yes.
Right, and so what you do is you get your cash at the end of the month, you know, when you get paid your salary, and you divvy this up mm-hmm. into the envelopes. Right now, what many organizations have done when they try to implement savings is they've produced a digital version of the envelope system, and they call them goals. Right.
Yeah.
So you have a goal account. You know, your goal is buy a new car or a vacation or a new iPhone, and when you fill that bucket up, hooray! You can go and buy that new car.
Right.
Our view of that system is broken, because what happens is most people, when they have these goals, they can't actually afford to do everything they'd like to do. So it has to be some trade-off. So what happens is, if you want to buy a new car, but you've got a goal of a new iPhone, then you'll fill up the bucket of the iPhone first and spend that.
Right.
And then you go, oh, I can't really afford to get this new car for another 6 months.
You just delayed it, right? Yeah.
And so that needs to really be a trade-off decision. So we actually gamify that process of savings as well. So what we do is we have these items we call wish list items, where you can put in what you're saving for, and then we'll tell you we try and increase your velocity of savings over time, so you're saving more and more money, and then we help you manage that trade-off. Do you want to spend the money short-term and get this short-term win, or do you want to commit to a more long-term goal, which might be buying the car mm-hmm. or putting deposit on a new home, or it might be retirement, right? And so what we actually do is we engineer smart savings to help you manage that long-term, short-term trade-off, but overarching, it's about the gamification of increasing the amount of savings every month. So we don't believe you can do that unless you're involved in the day-to-day payments, unless you can start to message every day you're swiping a card or tapping your phone. And that's that ecosystem we've mm-hmm. built. Reduce your spending through awareness, increase your deposits in savings, then start to help you gamify or plan the use of those savings that are best for you.
This is really cool. Really cool. So I wanted to talk to you about that. So I just think that's such an epidemic in our society right now, is the savings sickness, I guess, whatever you want to call it. And so I think stuff like this really helps us out and kind of brings it to the forefront, because savings is something that you just, it's always in the back of your mind and you don't really think about it. Oh, I need to save for this, but then it never happens. So something like this keeps it top of mind and changes your behavior like it's done for a lot of the other folks.
Well, you know, the key element we find with this, or the key element of design, is it requires no effort to be successful at saving with Moovin. You don't need budgeting, you don't need planning, you don't need discipline. It's just gamification. So in the same way Fitbit works to make you fitter by just getting you to do more steps each day, Moovin works by getting you to spend less each day and put more money in the savings. So you know, with the we have a feature we call impulse savings in the smart savings. And what it does is it will pop up when you've got reduced spending. It'll say, hey, you're in the green. You've spent $200 less than you normally spend this time of month by this time of the month. Why don't you lock that away? Now, in the tests that we've done, and when we launch Smart Savings, we're launching with a 5% APR bonus offer, right? A bonus saving, a bonus interest rate offer. But when we were testing this, we didn't have any APR, no interest rate offered, and we were still getting 30-40% conversion on people moving money from their Moovin spending account to the savings account. So we're getting 40% conversion with no offer, apart from, hey, you should save because you've got some extra money.
Yeah.
So what we did is we've created what we believe is the first behavioral savings account.
Very cool. I'd like to see, like, as it evolves, as I'm sure you do too, like 6 months down the road, a year down the road, see what these numbers are. I think it'd be just astounding to see this stuff. So cool. All right, Brett, I'll let you go. So go take a nap. Go get some rest. Whatever. Go and read your book.
Check out augmentedbook.com, or you can get it on Amazon. And if you have read it, a review. And also, if I can, check out Breaking Banks on iTunes or on SoundCloud, or go to breakingbanks.com. And any support you have for those two, I'd really appreciate it. Indeed. And Mike, good to see you again. And thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.